Vidur Shabbos Parshas Ki Tzeitse. Parshas typically have themes, not always so easily discernible, but if you look with the proper lens, many times you will find that either through the stories of the Parsha or the mandate of the Parsha, we can come up with a specific approach that the Parsha is trying to direct to us and address us with. I think this week's Parsha, there's an overarching theme of what it means to have a sense of responsibility, a sense of caring, a sense of, if I may say, not being a New Yorker and being willing to get involved. The pasuk tells us, I'm going to begin with highlighting the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda, as we know, means to return a lost object. And the Torah tells us that if you find an object, an animal of sorts walking around, if you find someone's garment sitting there, the pasuk says, Vis'alamta mehem, you decide you want to, as Rashi defines for us, you want to hide your eyes from it. You cover yourself up. You should not see that object. You should not have to take upon yourself the burden and the responsibility to return to the owner. Hashav teshivim, says the pasuk, return it anyway. Further, the pasuk says the same idea again. Lo tis'aleh mimena. Don't hide your eyes from it. So now you can transgress a positive commandment and a negative commandment by not returning someone's lost object. Now, it's interesting because most mitzvos that we have when regarding being man-to-man mitzvos, engaging and interacting with other people, they usually come out as a outcome of a request. Can you give me charity? Can you help me do a favor? We need a minion. We need some type of a moving. Usually, it's a response that I have to your request. But here the Torah says to us, no. Here the Torah says, you see someone is missing something. Feel their pain. Think about what it means for their loss, for their parnasa, for their needs. That what it means that they are now missing their animal. They're now missing their coat. They're going to have to, maybe chas v'shalom, a fight can come to the family. They're going to have to spend more money. And you can help avoid all that. You could bring some level of tranquility and peace back to that home if you're willing to take the responsibility. And that, I think, is the beginning of what the Parsha is telling us in this idea. Not the beginning, I should say, but highlighted through that. What it means to be proactive, and not just as an outcome of a request that someone says to you, please help me, but here I want to help you. And again, you go through the parsha and you'll see, whether it's about the opening of the parsha, a man goes to war, and he's allowed to take a non-Jewish woman to cohabit with. But the Torah says, wait, not so simple. You have to wait, you have to see, and put aside for 30 days, because ultimately, says the Torah, what's end up happening is you're going to end up hating her. That's not nice to her and to her family. So now you use it for your own pleasurable needs and they're not going to like her afterwards. That's very insensitive. And what about the Jewish women who are now going to be jealous when they see the Jewish husbands or the Jewish men coming back with these non-Gentile women, the non-Jewish women? They say, maybe we can't compete with that. So all these things, whether it talks about how a man thought his wife was more virtuous than she, or he's accusing her of such, how do you go about that? Tons and tons of these mitzvahs in this week's Parsha are reflecting our obligation to live in a higher plane. And I want to conclude with a very beautiful idea from the Netziv. The pasuk says to us that we're not supposed to look to self as Adom. You're not supposed to hate or despise the nation of Edom. Why? Because they allowed us some goodness in their time. Says the Netziv, the elevated soul is makarev other people. Edom are nations, are children of Esav. They are family. Not for now to discuss the larger discussion about Ammon and Moab, who are also family members, but the concept says in Netziv, the elevated soul is proactive. The person who really feels that connection to the Jewish people goes out of their way to make sure they can bring comfort and happiness and joy to the next Jew. And I think this concept of what it means to have that sense of celebration with the other Jew, the sense of responsibility for another Jew, is something which is so essential and crucial for who we are as a nation. We, Baruch Hashem, the Jewish people, have done tremendous, tremendous work in the last 50 years of how we've grown into a massive community of helping people, of organizations, of chesed and kindness and tzedakah. Those who knew the Baruch Hashem, the happy ending of that sad story where the little boy was lost and how hundreds of people came out in a moment. It's powerful. That's one level of interaction. It's another level of what it means, Hashavas Aveda, what it means to return someone's lost object, to bring someone back something because that's the right thing to do. And we know the commentators also add famously, it's not just talking about an object, it's talking about a person's soul. There are people out there who are lost to our beautiful religion, and they don't even know what they're missing. And if we have the opportunity to reach out to them, be proactive, say good Shabbos, say Shalom Lachem in a store. How many times do people come over to me and make a Jewish joke about something? It's an opportunity to reach out and connect with another Jew. Good Shabbos.